We've been repairing cars for over 15 years.
Open 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and by appointment only on Saturday. W&R Foreign and Domestic Auto Repair, 3119 Masonic Drive, across from the zoo in Alexandria. Another proud underwriting sponsor of KAYT KQJOFM.
Too much stuff and not enough space. MiniMax Self-Storage, located at 3700 Lee Street at Industrial, offers commercial and residential space, which includes individual door alarms, coded gate access, fenced and lighted for your safety, plus climate control or non-climate control, whatever you prefer. They're open 7 days a week and can be reached at 449-8988. That's MiniMax Self-Storage on the corner of Lee Street and Industrial.
Trey Huffman, owner of MiniMax Storage, is a proud sponsor of KAYT.
Kelly's Sitting Service is a personal care assistance agency. Kelly's assists with bathing, grooming, meal preparation, medication reminders, light housekeeping, laundry, and more. Kelly's has served all parishes of Region 6 for over 27 years. Kelly's is now providing services to our veterans in their homes. Locally owned and locally operated, with a desire to assist members of our community to remain in their homes for as long as possible. Thank you for giving Kelly's the opportunity to serve you with dignity, respect, and compassion, which has been our foundational qualities throughout our ministry. Kelly's is seeking attendants and caregivers with the same qualities of dignity, respect, and compassion that have sustained this agency. Again, thank you for 27 years of service to Central Louisiana. Kelly's is an equal opportunity employer. For more information, 318-793-8453 or 1-800-913-7784. The website is KellyServiceHouston.com. Kelly's Sitting Service is another proud sponsor of KAYT KQJOFM.
Excuse me, miss. Who does your hair?
Transformations.
Transformations? Yes. Is Transformations your stylist name?
Transformations Hair Studio is the name of the salon. Tanya is the transformer. Transformations offers an array of services from customized hair coloring, waxing, eyelash extensions, bondless, braidless, sew-ins, traditional install with or without closure or frontal, and she supplies the hair. Silk presses that last up to 2 months. Braiding, scalp only, wig install, quick weaves, relaxers.
Relaxers?
Baby, natural isn't for everyone. Thank God for choices. She also does curls.
Curls?
Yes, ma'am. They still exist. I even enjoy Wi-Fi while I'm waiting.
I think I'll give her a try. What's her number?
Transformations Hair Studio, located at 826 Main Street in Pineville, 318-449-3655.
Transformation Hair Studios is another proud sponsor of KAYT KQJOFM. Author Clarence Hunter has published 3 dynamic books concerning life in Central Louisiana. There's Sonia Life, Go Tell John, and Rest in the Dust. After World War II, Sinlon joined the rest of America in moving to an era of growth and optimism. But what was it like on the other side of the tracks? Clarence Hunter answers this question in Sonia Life and Go Tell John through the eyes of a young man from elementary school to a teenager compelled to leave Sinlon after high school as a hobo on the railroad track seeking a different life somewhere else in the world. Rest in the Dust finds this same young man in the Navy confronted with some of the same situations he faced back home. Read how his determination, derived from his roots in Sinlaw, kept him focused on success. Finally, Stop, Rest, and Read is a compilation of heartwarming, humorous, and exciting stories set in different parts of the country at different times. Written in Clarence Hunter's signature style of autobiographical fiction, you'll cherish these books forever. These books can be purchased from Amazon.com and TheBookPatch.com and at his website, www.clarencehunter.com. His email address is clarence_hunter@msn.com. You're able to like him on Facebook and friend him on Twitter and talk with him at 504-650-2099. Clarence Hunter is another proud sponsor of KAYT KQJOFM.
Hi, I'm Mark Smeavy, and this is a Live Hope Minute. Some of you have people telling you that it might be time to give up hope. Many of these people are well-intentioned, but some of them don't know how to live hope. Some people look at dire circumstances and assume the worst. Hope looks at every situation and every person and imagines the best because of who God is and how we know God looks at us. In Mark 5, 35 and 36, the ruler of the synagogue was trying to get Jesus to heal his daughter. One of the ruler's well-intentioned friends walked up to him and said, "Your daughter's already dead. Don't bother Jesus anymore." But Jesus overheard and went to the ruler saying, "Do not fear, only believe." You might have people telling you how reasonable it is for you to give up hope. Jesus is saying to you today, please don't. I've got you.
This is what it means to live hope.
Well, let's get to today's birthdays. And I know there are people around the world who celebrate today, the 27th of April, is their birthday. Let's go to the list that we know about and say happy birthday to Charlie Brown, Krista Pearson, Mo Sothrode, Ella Maxwell Wilkinson, Tasha Shepherd, Elgale, Shane Lair, and everyone around the globe who celebrates a birthday today, may you live long and prosper.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
And in case you run across any of the birthday people around town or if we've missed any names, make sure you give them a handshake, a hug, a smile, and yes, maybe some cash to let them know that they're loved, that they're special, and that they're truly worthy of the honor on this, their birthday. Just in case you didn't get the correct response in Bible Jeopardy, let's get to that right now. This is from the category Mosaic Law for 400 points. The firstborn son of a man with two wives, one loved, the other hated, was entitled to the usual double portion of the firstborn. Under what conditions, though? Is it if the firstborn of the loved wife died first? Is it only if he was the son of the hated wife? Is it only if he was the son of the loved wife? Or is it regardless whether he was of the loved or the hated? Well, the correct response is in Deuteronomy chapter 21, verses 15 through 17. And if you responded, what is regardless whether he was of the loved or the hated, you, my friend, would be correct. That is the right answer. What is regardless of whether he was of the loved or the hated? Good for you. Thank you so much for playing Bible Jeopardy with us. Don't forget, every Friday, we're going to give away a hardback study Bible to the first person who gives us the correct answer. All right? That's your motivation. You know, I want to talk with you about something. There are essential workers, and that's a part of the COVID-19 lexicon around the world, essential workers. And we love our essential workers. They do a marvelous and incredible job at keeping things as close to normal as possible. The big question is, who is going to be deemed as the essential workers in the kingdom? You know, the Word of God says that the harvest is great, but the laborers are few. So who's going to be an essential worker in the kingdom? Who's going to hold the positions of rank and authority and honor serving our King Jesus? Well, this all comes about from Matthew 20, when James and John's mother approached Jesus asking a place for their sons, for her sons in the kingdom. Would they be able to sit at his side? Now, Jesus doesn't rebuke her or them because they want to be great. That's not the issue. But he radically redefines what greatness is. That's key. See, greatness is serving, and whoever wants to be first must be a servant. The Son of Man didn't come to be served. He came to serve. And if you want to be great, in this world and in the world to come? Serve. That's the point. I love that. Read that in Matthew 20 when you get a chance, all right? I hope that you learned something today and maybe were a little bit entertained. I appreciate you being here in the Ham Camp with me every day. And I thank you so much for telling all of your friends about what we're doing here. And I'm glad that they're joining us in droves. It's great. I love it. It's all for the kingdom. We're planning to do this again tomorrow morning, bright and early, following On Point Talk with Carlette and David Christmas. Remember, there are two kind of people in the world. Those that think they can and those that think they can't. And you know what? They're both right. Now, which of them are you? Hey, make sure you keep the dream alive. Keep praying. Keep positive. And keep the peace. And above all, stay unstoppable. Now, if you're a go-getter, keep going to get it. You may not get it all in one day, but one day you will get it all. So, until we meet again, love yourself, love each other, and enjoy your life.
KAYTKQJO.
Yes. My brokenness.
Yes, I am yours.
My pain. I give it all to you.
Was lost, but now I'm found. Blind, but now I see.
Thank you, God.
And you never.
You never gave up on me.
You never gave up on me.
Hallelujah.
Now,
there is no one like you, a beautiful.
is K